The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Hour 2. Again, just real quick shout out. Just wanted to tell you thank you very much, friends, for listening. We thank you for your listenership. Thank you for making us the number one show on Saturdays. And 3.5 years, I believe we're going on 3.5 to 4 years later, means during throughout the whole week, friends, we're totally climbing up that ladder. And again, it's because people are becoming aware of the fact that we're not giving your opinion and we're not a bunch of gossips sitting around acting like we're going to hell in a handbasket. We're not, friends. We're not sitting around acting like we don't have to take responsibility here, is I guess what I'm trying to say more than anything. And if I just go back, you know, geez, I mean, what do you say? You know, I mean, what do you say to that? You know, I don't want to lay responsibility at someone else's door. I want to take responsibility. Remember what Elmer Davis said, friends. Remember that guy? He said the republic was not established by cowards, and cowards would not preserve it. This will remain the land of the free only so long as it is the home of the brave. Now, people listen to the show because they understand, friends, that men don't follow titles, they follow courage. And if you're getting any courage from this radio program, rest assured the Lord gives strong confidence to those that fear him, a filial fear, and he makes his righteous bold as lions. Read Proverbs 28. That when I come to you in much strong, a strong confidence and much fear, that they would know what sort of men are among them, that they would receive the Holy Ghost in much affliction, but would join the Holy Ghost. That's why people listen to the radio program, friends. So anyways, going back, saying thank you very much. Thank you for your listenership. And thank you, by the way, we had 3 affiliates just pick us up over the last week. We appreciate you guys very much, too, every step of the way. So we are giving back to you much love. 1 John 3:18. I want to highlight one thing, and then we're going to pick up right where I left off. Again, always going back to the facts, not giving you my opinion. Former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, Inter-Services Intelligence, is on record stating, the truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda, and any informed intelligence officer knows this, but there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil, only in order to drive TV watchers to accept the unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. The country behind this is none other than the United States of America. Just go ahead and talk to the people in France, friends. Talk to the people in Germany that are being plundered right now, and they'll tell you who's responsible for what's going on. They're taking their orders from the White House, say they. They'll tell you what's going on, friends. Oh, and P.S., former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, Inter-Services Intelligence, he mysteriously died on a hiking trip. Yeah, just you know, fell over and mysteriously died. You know, but that was probably a theory, too, the way he died, right? Yeah, we talked about that last week as well, friends. All those conspiracy theories that just happened to turn out, folks, in fact, to be conspiracy. Yep, they were. But you were told they were a theory, and you bought it that way. Folks, the Bible tells us to buy the truth and sell it not. When someone sits there and inundates you with the fact that it's a theory, do your due diligence and find out who that person is. Because 9 times out of 10, friends, you'll find out that they're working for the very ones that are perpetuating the conspiracy. Yes. Boy, now we're getting on track. Not trying to be too smart in the mouth. but it does get a little tiresome, friends, on my end. We're going to be talking about Romans 13 this hour. I love this topic. I promise you've never heard anything like this before. And P.S., if you want to call in at any time, I don't want your emails. Hey, folks, it's been a long week. When the show's over, I want to take a day off, Lord willing, okay? So if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933 would be great. I don't want to sit around and read emails all day or live feeds all day. No, we know you're there. We appreciate you very much. I've never been cruel or insincere with anybody that's called in with sincerity of heart. Never. But if you want to be insincere and you want to be backhanded, well, we can do that as well, but that's up to you. And of course, I'm having a little fun, but it's true. 1-866-582-9933. The Constitution Convention and the written Constitution were the children of the pulpit, said historian Alice Baldwin in 1918. Let me say that again. The Constitution Convention and the written Constitution were the children of the pulpit. As a matter of fact, I was just highlighting our friends over at Red State News in Philadelphia, Scott Adams over there, who just took us on as a brand new affiliate, who can actually see Independence Hall in Philadelphia right now. And if you look at Independence Hall, well, you can also see which is before Independence Hall, if I'm looking out his window the right way. The Liberty Bell is there, and it has on there Leviticus 25:10, where you're to proclaim liberty to all the inhabitants thereof. That's written on the side of the Liberty Bell, okay? Just so you understand what we're talking about here. People versus Ruggle in 1811, the Supreme Court said, whatever strikes at the root of Christianity tends manifestly to the dissolution of civil government. Of course, because God is the giver of government, right? God is the giver of government. Remember what Ben Franklin said, friends? Saying the same thing, just in parallel. You know, when the woman asked him, what form of government have you created? He said, it's a republic if you can keep it. Yep. We're not ruled by men or the laws of men. We're ruled by an empire of laws, said John Adams. And who's the giver of those laws? Well, read the Declaration of Independence. If you'd like to proceed those documents, you can go back to the Mayflower Compact. And friends, you can also understand that we were just out on the East Coast not too long ago, and we went to Williamsburg, and we were at Yorktown, where we broke the back along with the French or the British. And then we were also at Jamestown, and I highlighted all that when I was there. But in saying that, friends, do keep in mind that when you go back to the foundations of who you are and where you came from, you do need to realize that your rights come from God. And going to Jamestown on the East Coast when I was there, friends, do keep in mind the pilgrims were originally called saints. Come on, let's get this thing right. It's not hard to figure out who we are. That's all we have to do is look in the Word and mirror ourselves in the Word as we find ourselves in Christ. That's who we are. Okay? Did you know that Abraham Lincoln said to study the Constitution? This is what he told. He made a proclamation. Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in the courts of justice. Really? Really? What would that Constitution be based upon then? Well, if you look at what Andrew Jackson said, he said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Thomas Jefferson, yes, Thomas Jefferson, who was the president of the United States of America, as was he the president of public schools in Washington, D.C., who made the two books that were mandatory in that school district, the Bible and Watts Hymnal. He's the one that said the Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty. Well, that's not what I heard. Nope, that's why I'm telling you your history is. You haven't taken the time to read it, so I'm just pointing my finger back to it, so now you know. No enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Who's that? Well, that's William Blackstone, John Locke, and Charles D. Montesquieu. They all said the same thing, friends. 34% of all your documentations are based in the Bible.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Greetings, I'm Ron Strom, commentary editor for WND.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Bradley Dean for the vital work he does through his radio show, Sons of Liberty. I think of Bradley Dean as a biblical patriot on steroids.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Hey, you know what, man? I'm thinking throughout the breaks, just so you know. I'm always thinking, whatever a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I'm always meditating upon the Word of God. Why? Because I want to prosper. All spiritual blessings in heavenly places are ours in Christ Jesus. I need the supply of the Spirit of Christ, so I'm always thinking about what needs to be said. You know who's talked to you, friends? You want to know who's talked to you out of your faith? The communists. The communists in America have talked you out of the faith of Christ. You know, I've said it so many times, if you can be talked into something, you sure can be talked out of something. But I want to tell all you communists out there, what God puts in you, no devil in hell is able to take it out of you. Game over in Jesus' name. Hey, America, listen carefully. You've been talked out of your faith. You've been talked out of your rights by a foreign enemy within. That's all you have to do is go check your Constitution and your Bill of Rights, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Well, you know, that's not what I was told. Hey, folks, I've done 360 public high schools, 200 more two of them were Christian schools across the country in 24 different states. If I was to listen to the professed church in America, do you realize I would have never did one high school? Do you also know that you never lost your rights, America? You forfeited your rights. Here, let me say that again. You never lost your rights. You still have them, friends. You forfeited your rights. Don't blame the Supreme Court for committing an oligarchy back in 1962 when they said no longer can you have a teacher-led prayer in your public school. That was illegal what they did, by the way. And instead of dealing with the Supreme Court, now you just want to point your finger at them and say, well, they're the reason we don't do what we're supposed to do. They're the reason we don't do what God commanded us to do. Well, which one do you love more? The Supreme Court that violated the law or the God that gave it? You've been talked out of your Christian faith, say you, by communists. Shame on you, America. Far from being rivals or enemies, religion and law are twin sisters, friends and mutual assistance. Indeed, these two sciences run into each other. And what is science? It's the study of creation. Who created creation, friends? The Creator. Isn't it interesting how you have all these scientists that they, you know, they profess themselves to be wise as they become fools, Romans 1:22. Isn't it interesting how they sit there and they talk about all these things they've discovered, and then they try to get God out of the way? Whoa. In America, you bit onto it. You bit on the bait. You know, the smartest fish is the one that doesn't bite the bait, right? Because he doesn't get caught. But the American people, I'll tell you what, you have outdone yourselves. Every step of the way. I was on a radio show one time. It was a conservative radio show out on the East Coast. Early in the morning, he was talking about, you know, we're losing all of our rights, this, that, and the other thing. I said, whoa. Before you let me go, I want the people listening to your show to understand you never lost your rights. America, you have never lost your rights. You have been talked out of them by enemies to our Christian faith. I'm for socialism, disarmament, ultimately for the abolishing of the state itself. I seek the social ownership of property, the abolition of the proprietary class, and the sole control of those who produce wealth. Communism is the goal. Roger Baldwin, the founder of the ACLU. The end of the ACLU is communism. Yep, and who teaches lines between church and state more than the hypocrites that call themselves Christians today? Hey, friends, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ. And what is their plea today? Well, they're saying anybody that goes and crosses the lines that the communists have set, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar. How many kids have come up to me in public schools and grabbed a hold of me and said, thank you very much for crossing the line for me? In other words, thank you for loving on me enough to do your due diligence to come in and give your message to me in my class. You got it, brother. You got it, sister. The Americans have been talked out of their Christian faith by a bunch of communists. And you sit back and you praise the communists for what they've done to your own demise. You sit back and you praise the wicked. Hey, folks, evil men understand judgment. Evil men understand not judgment, Proverbs 28, but such as keep the law, they contend with the lawless while they praise the wicked. Professed church in America today, there's lines between church and state. We have to have church in the building, and we better not go out and do what Jesus commanded us to do by seeking and saving that which is lost. We better not talk about that great commission when we're to go out there and to baptize in the Father and the Son and in the Holy Ghost. We're not supposed to talk about that outside of the building. No, when the Lord said to go to the highways and byways, what we'll do is we'll just make our road. We'll make a road map inside of the church to attempt to justify ourselves. Or even furthermore, what we'll do is we'll actually set up, we'll set up a little missions board, and we'll take people that are unwilling to go out and save their own communities and preach the gospel in their own backyard, namely in their schools and in their colleges, and we'll send them overseas and we'll preach a Jesus over there that we don't practice at home. You stinking hypocrites. You're the worst of men. You're the worst of men. Going back to the end of the first hour, someone writes in, and you know, I see where you're contradicting yourself. You're contradicting yourself. Now, are you a free nation? Yeah. Okay, who gave you that freedom? There's freedom nowhere where a preacher hasn't first preached the gospel. That's a fact. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. You just told me this is a nation that has been set free. Well, set free through what? God has shed his grace upon you, America. Oh, so it was through the sacrifice of Jesus. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Now I get what you're saying, Brad. Now I get what you're saying. Romans chapter 13. You know, we're told by the professed church in America, Romans chapter 13, we're to submit. First of all, America, before we get rocking, because I'm going to start rolling here, I want you to understand that nowhere in Scripture can you find the Lord telling His children to disobey His commandments. Nowhere. Nowhere. You know, it's interesting. We wouldn't even be having this conversation concerning Romans chapter 13 if these people that are trying to get you to maintain your hold while you're continuously losing ground, saying, you can't do that, you can't do that, lies between church and state. Well, if they would look in Romans chapter 12, verse 21, it says, we're to overcome evil with good. They got you talking about Romans chapter 13. You're supposed to submit to those magistrates. Who appointed those magistrates? Do you know anything about ecclesiastical law, friends, in the United States of America? Because our magistrates, guess what they were actually proclaiming and enforcing during the foundations of this country? Canon law, church law. It just shows you how far we have fallen. Now the American people are taught by the American church with the hirelings and whores that are directing them to submit to the communists. Yep, lines between church and state. Well, Thomas Jefferson said that. No, he didn't. He said there's an erected wall barring the government from what they're doing today at Danbury Church in 1808. Yeah, that's what he said. The Danbury Baptist, that's what he told them. Matter of fact, I might just pull up that letter just to prove the point really quick. I love to prove the point. I love to give you facts, friends, because facts are stubborn things, aren't they? They sure are. But listen to what Thomas said. Thomas Jefferson used it in a letter to Nehemiah Dodge, Ephraim Robbins, Stephen Nelson, and the committee of the Danbury Association. I'm sorry, and that's what I thought it was, 1802, forgive me, 1802, in Danbury, Connecticut. The First Amendment has erected a wall of separation between church and state. The wall is a one-dimensional wall. It keeps the government from running the church, but it makes sure that the Christian principles will always stay in government. You know, if people would take the time and realize that there's been a preacher since 1777 in the Supreme Court that starts court before it opens up, friends, do you know that they actually have a preacher that gives a prayer before they begin their sessions, and then when it adjourns, they all say, God save us. Yeah. I mean, don't forget about Moses right over the top of their heads, right? Yeah. And the Bible they put their hand on, that they swore that they would uphold the enumerated laws concerning our Constitution, which are extracted from that Bible. 34% of them, to be exact. It seems that every time we talk about Romans chapter 13, we're talking about it because we didn't read in context what preceded Romans chapter 13. We're to overcome evil with good. I'm going to start rolling, friends, right after this break. If you want to break in, you got to make it quick. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available on all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We just had a Homeland Security, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Homeland Security officer arrested in the latest shooting in Maryland. Folks, you should see the crimes of those that work for the TSA, second to none, as well as Homeland Security, because they're unconstitutional bureaucracies, friend. And keep in mind, they're working against you on a 24/7 basis. Also on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, U.S. Army captain files lawsuit against Obama over unconstitutional war. America, you're finally starting to get it. Praise God. There's people out there that are sick and tired of being sick and tired. And it's about time. Yeah? Amen. Romans chapter 13. What about Romans chapter 13? Christians must submit to government, any government. Read your Bible, leave me alone, or words to that effect. No doubt some of us and some of those that use this argument are sincere, and they're only repeating what they've heard from their pastor and other religious leaders say. On the other hand, let's be honest enough to admit that some of us and some of those that use this argument are just plain lazy, apathetic, and indifferent. They don't care. Romans chapter 13 is their escape from personal responsibility. Yeah, that's funny. Prepare to meet your God. Woe unto those that are at ease at Zion, friends. Now, I suspect that this is the much larger group of those that are lazy, apathetic, and indifferent, and they just don't care. Nevertheless, for the benefit of those who are sincere, but obviously misinformed, let's briefly examine Romans chapter 13. So I'll quote from Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7 from the Authorized King James text. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that are and are be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power reserveth, folks, whoever resisteth the power, it tells us, what's going to happen to you? Well, that's not a good place to put yourself. As a matter of fact, folks, what I'm doing right now is I apparently, here we go, right in front of my face, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have the praise of the same. When you are obeying the laws of the land, friends, government should be praising you, not criminalizing you the way that they are today. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have the praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. Folks, you're promoted if you do evil by this criminal administration today. And it's just as evil to sit back and watch him commit the evil. You're an accomplice in the crime when you allow him to do the things that he does. What did Edmund Burke say? Evil prevails because good men do nothing. I tend to differ. They're not good, because if they were, they wouldn't allow the bad to rule the roost. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Who are God's ministers? Those that serve we the people. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. So to our Christian friends who use these verses to teach that we should not oppose criminals in government or any other political leader, really believe that civil magistrates have unlimited authority to do anything they want without any opposition or protesting? For example, what if the president decided to resurrect the old monarchical custom of prima nocta, the law of first night? That means if you were a part of one of these colonies, the king or the captain or the magistrate could come take the wife-to-be, the one that you're engaged to, and have sex with her before you actually marry her. Would that be okay? Folks, that was the old medieval custom when the king claimed the right to sleep with the subject's bride on the first night of their marriage. So what our sincere Christian brothers sheepishly say, Romans chapter 13 says we must submit to the government. Or how about this? Could you just imagine the president of the United States threatening other states that say no to pedophiles going in, making a prey out of your children? Could you imagine if he said no, you better back up and let that criminal pedophile felon go ahead and implement gender-neutral bathrooms? Can you imagine if he did that, friends? Well, you know what I'm saying to you is exactly what he just did. Are you supposed to submit to that, America? Are you supposed to submit to it because they sanctioned it? Are you supposed to submit to government when they sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb? Really? Is that scriptural, friends? When God says he hates hands that shed innocent blood, and thou shalt not kill, Proverbs 6, Exodus 20? Are you supposed to submit to that? Are you supposed to fall for the fact that that's okay because they said so? Using your tax dollars to pay for the murder of the innocent in the womb? Does that make it right? But this is what the professed church in America is telling you to do. Subject to it. Subject to it. Really, America? Really? Romans chapter 13 says we must submit to the government. I think not. Anyone with a bit of common sense would say, who are we that we would submit to any such act of criminal behavior? So, in other words, there's limits to authority. A father has authority in his home, but does this give him power to abuse his wife and children? Of course not. An employer has authority on the job, but does this give him power and control over the private lives of his employees? No. An overseer of a church, does it give him power to tell those other ministers in his church how to run their own personal lives? No, of course not. All human authority is limited in nature. No man has unlimited authority over the lives of other men. Lordship and sovereignty is the exclusive domain of Jesus Christ. So by the same token, a civil magistrate has authority in civil matters, but his authority is limited and defined. Observe the Romans chapter 13 clearly limits the authority of civil government by strictly defining its purpose. For rulers are not a terror to good works. Folks, these are not rulers in America. They are representatives of we the people, and they derive their just powers from we the people. We don't derive them from them. Though they would love for you to believe that they do. Rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. That's Romans 13. Folks, you can also go over to 1 Peter 3:14, and it talks about it there as well. Governors, as unto them that are sent by God, for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God. So, governors are sent by God as unto them that are sent by God for the punishment of evildoers, not do-gooders, or the righteous throughout the land. Nope. Everything is backwards today in America. And you have the professed church in America making way for your enemies to rule over and to enslave you and your children once again. It's not the church, America. It's not the church. Notice that civil government must not be a terror to good works. That's what they are today. It has no power or authority to terrorize good works or good people. That's what they're doing today. God never gave it that authority. So therefore, folks, it's foreign to we the people in this country. And any government that oversteps that divine boundary has no divine authority or protection. So who's backing them up? Your ignorance. Civil government is a minister of God to thee for good. It is not a minister of God for evil. Civil magistrates have a divine duty to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil, not good. They have no authority to execute wrath upon him that doeth good, none, zilch, zero. And anyone who says that they do are lying. So even in the midst of telling Christians to submit to civil authority, Romans chapter 13 limits power and the reach of civil authority. Hey friends, I got a question for you. This is my favorite part of this discourse. Did Moses violate God's principle of submission to authority when he was told, the meekest man of alive, power under control? Did Moses violate God's principle when he went to the face of Pharaoh and commanded Pharaoh to let my people go from bondage? Did Moses violate God's principles of submission to authority when he killed the Egyptian taskmaster in defense of his fellow Hebrew? Hey folks, keep in mind it was God that dropped the judgments upon the heads of Pharaoh for not doing what Moses commanded Pharaoh to do. You have it backwards. Did Elijah, when he was on Mount Carmel in 1 Kings 18, violate God's principles of submission to authority when he openly challenged Ahab and Jezebel? Who sent the fire, friends? God sent the fire. Who sent the victory? God did. God was setting the record straight. What about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? How come they didn't submit to authority? Folks, nowhere in Scripture can you find it. Why is it that they resisted Nebuchadnezzar, friends? Hey, when you hear the music, everybody bow down and worship the king. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, no way. And folks, because they didn't bow, they didn't burn. And who was glorified? The God of Israel. That's why we are a light on the hill, because our forefathers didn't submit to tyranny. Read the Declaration of Independence. Look at the usurpations, the encroachments, the violations, the transgressions of God's moral law. That's why it was our forefathers that told us either we're going to be ruled by God or by tyrants. Right? Hey, folks, it's not lining up here. You're told by the pastor who has no business leading the church in the first place. Read 1 Corinthians 12:28. First the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher. Well, if you have the pastor leading the church, which is only one time in the New Testament, in Ephesians 4, And how many times did they talk about apostles and prophets throughout the New Testament? And you have someone that's been named once leading the roost, when in fact it's not his to rule? It's the apostles and the prophets and the teachers? Then you wonder why you're in trouble? Read your Bible, friends. 1 Corinthians 12:28. Going to take a quick break and finish this up.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yo, my name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness, friends. I'm just putting things into perspective here for you. I want you to check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Paul Ryan's promise of immigration restrictions are not as they appear. Friends, what he's doing is he's making an appeal to illegals to come into the United States of America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com just posted. Listen to what I said. Paul Ryan's promise of immigration restrictions are not as they appear. He's giving the illegals a green light, friends. Regardless of what Donald Trump says, he said, keep on coming. Nope. And I told you, friends, for years, if they had the support that they claimed they had, then why is it that they need to appeal to the illegals? They're destroying your country because you're letting them do it. I also want to let you know on Monday we're going to talk about the great seal of our forefathers. This is going to blow. You know what? Get, friends, what I want you to do is I want you to get your scholarly brainiacs out there that think they know more than who we are. I want you to have them to call in and challenge me on the information that I'm giving you. Notice in 15 years that I've been on the radio, I've had one person ever do it. And that lasted for about 30 seconds. I'm going to be talking about the Great Seal on Monday. Fred from Utah is calling in right now. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. Can you do me a favor? I'm going to give you 15 seconds. Go ahead and shoot away, Fred, just for the sake of time. Thanks for calling in. Fred from Utah. Okay. We don't have time right now, guys. Sorry about that, Fred. Oh, we got him. We got him. Fred, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Fred, you go ahead. You got 15 seconds, please.
Okay. I had a history professor in Oklahoma, and he mentioned that this White House is like temple of our nation, and it was so emphasizing on it. Now, with all of this hanky-panky that Bill Clinton did in the White House, and his wife was like a matchmaker. So now I don't know why the National Public Radio and a lot of media, they are supporting her for a year. They have been advertising for free for her. I don't catch it. But that's all.
No, you're right. No, that's exactly right. Thank you for your call, Fred, from Utah. Folks, we've highlighted Hillary Clinton, her crimes. She's not a legitimate candidate, nor does she have the support. She has the support, like Barack Hussein Obama, from America's sworn enemies, just like that of Barack Hussein Obama. So those that support Hillary Clinton, you do need to understand they mean to destroy America, and they are America's sworn enemies. That's a fact, like it or not. Been talking about Romans 13. Did Moses violate God's principles of submission when he went to the face of Pharaoh and told him, commanded him to let the people go? Nope. And what happened when he rejected Moses? The plagues from heaven came down upon the heads of Pharaoh. But you're told by the professed church in America today that you're supposed to submit to these people. Well, I can't find that in Scripture. Did David violate God's principles of submission to authority when he refused to surrender to Saul's troops? Absolutely not. He was anointed. And it's interesting when you look at Saul and David, isn't it interesting that Saul's heart was changed instantaneously, and when he was anointed and when David was anointed, it took him 25 years to get to the throne. And look who sold out real quick. Saul did. And then once he realized David was the one that was anointed, guess what he did? He tried to throw a javelin through his body to kill him, right? He didn't like the fact that when David came back from kicking some serious butt after kicking Goliath's backside, it's interesting to note that the people started to sing to David, you know what? Saul's killed his thousands, but David his tens of thousands. Scripture tells us that he began to eye him from that point on. God took care of Saul, did he not? Hey, did Daniel violate God's principles of submission to authority when he disobeyed the king's decree? Not to pray audibly to God? Did Daniel submit? Absolutely not. And it's interesting, those that actually had Daniel thrown into the lion's pit, at the end of the day, God sent forth the holy angels who hearkened unto the commandments of the Lord to protect Daniel from the lie. And the next morning when he was actually spared, he was released, and those that had Daniel thrown into the lion's den were they themselves devoured by the lions that they meant to have Daniel devoured by. Friends, it's not a good place to put your hand. I talked about that yesterday. It's on the Lord's anointed. Touch not mine anointed. Do my prophets no harm, saith the Lord. Did John the Baptist, when he was pointing his finger at Herod's face for all the evils in which he did, and said, hey, it's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. Was it disobedience for him to actually call out the king for all of his corruptions? Or what about when Jesus said of Herod, go tell that fox, a prophet's not going to perish within Jerusalem. I'm going to perform miracles and healings. So go tell that king, listen, you're not going to tell me what the deal is. I'm going to tell you what to do. And keep in mind, even Pontius Pilate, because Jesus was set in history to die for the sins of mankind, to redeem himself back on, to redeem us back unto him through the cross. It's interesting that even Pontius Pilate, when the Lord looked at him, he said, hey, you would have no power if it wasn't given from above. He knew exactly where to put himself. He didn't even answer Pontius Pilate. He didn't even answer his accusers, because he knew that there was no wickedness within himself. And the enemy knew that, because remember when Jesus, before he went to the cross, he said, hey, the enemy comes, he has nothing in me. That's right. So, did John the Baptist violate God's principles of submission to authority when he publicly scolded King Herod for his infidelity? No! Hey, friends, check this one out. Did Paul violate God's principles of submission to authority when he refused to obey the authorities who demanded that he abandon his missionary work? No. Two-thirds of the time that Paul was preaching, he was behind bars. But others saw that and they were emboldened because they saw David's or Paul's chains. Read Philippians 2 and 1. Well, what about Peter? Did Simon Peter and the other apostles violate God's principles of submission to authority when they refused to stop preaching in the streets of Jerusalem? Hey, friends, keep in mind in Acts 12, when Peter was thrown into prison unlawfully by the state magistrates that wouldn't obey God, keep in mind it was the Lord that sent forth the angels to break him out of jail and told him to go preach in the name of Jesus on the street corners. So where are these professors in the modern day church telling you that you're supposed to submit? The same thing with Paul and Silas. Who sent forth the earthquake to loose the bands of the prisoners, friends? It was the Lord that did that. So when we're talking about submitting to authority, what authority are they talking about? No, they're setting themselves as their own standard, and they don't want you to go beyond anything they've done. Yet it was Jesus that said, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you'll in no wise enter in. Hey, folks, this isn't rebellion. This is obedience to our God. I mean, what is the Geneva 1599 Bible about? What's the Bible, or what's the Bible about from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations? It's to set the record straight in the face of tyranny. And that's the history of America. But again, you're told to submit. Remember that every apostle of Christ except John was killed by hostile civil authorities who did obey Caesar. Every one of them was killed by hostile civil authorities, the state, opposed to their endeavors. Christians throughout church history were imprisoned, tortured, killed by civil authorities. Read the book of Hebrews chapter 11 when you get a moment. For refusing to submit to their various unlaws and prohibitions. And guess what their prohibitions were? You can't say the name of Jesus in public schools. You can't bring your Bible in public schools. You can't say the name of Jesus in your workplace. Really? Here, I got some attorneys that have something different to tell you, friends, and they're more than willing to bring the hammer. I'm kind of curious to know who told you that, especially if you profess to be a Christian. You've never lost the rights. I was talking earlier about how the American people, they've been talked out of their rights by communists. They've been talked out of their Christian faith. They love Jesus so much, they disobey him at every given turn, not knowing that scriptures say that he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Did he violate God's moral law? No. Nowhere. They're letting the evil prevail because they're not willing to obey the God that they say they love. And I'm talking to 78% of the people in this country that have been talked out of their Christian faith because they were talked into it. Right? So therefore they can be talked out of it. But it's interesting how it's the communists in this country and criminals in government that have talked them out of their faith. They're the worst of men.
And if someone talks,
and they're not worth or worthy of the name of Jesus Christ.
And if someone, like you said, talks you out of your faith, you didn't have faith to begin with in the first place.
That's exactly right. I got one more point. So when we talk about the Constitution in the Bible, you need to understand it should be said, let every soul be subject unto the United States Constitution, for there is no Constitution but of God, the Constitution that be ordained of God, because it is. Whosoever therefore resisteth the Constitution, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation, for the Constitution is not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the Constitution? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same, for the Constitution is the minister of God to thee for good, but if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for the Constitution beareth not the sword in vain, for the Constitution is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil, and it goes on and on.
So please support this work. We are bringing forth the truth like no one else is across America. Become a son or daughter of liberty. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Join and take part in this fight today. We can do this thing together.
I love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Thanks for hanging in there with me today, my friends. See ya.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 844-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.